The fall waterfowl migratory season is underway across the country. And as Dr. Jack Scher of USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service points out, so are efforts to increase the vigilance of poultry producers, whether their flocks are commercial or backyard in scale, to protect their birds from biosecurity threats like highly pathogenic avian influenza.
We know that wild waterfowl carry and spread this virus, and they spread it to poultry. Once the virus has adapted to poultry, then it takes on a rapid form and it spreads rapidly.
Two APHIS-based programs offer resources and awareness of biosecurity measures for poultry producers. First,
backyard biosecurity for the birds. That really was started after the exotic Newcastle disease outbreak of 2003 and was developed so that the backyard producers would have a resource site to look at what they should do to protect their birds.
Then the 2014-15 high-path AI outbreak and its impacts to commercial poultry operators led to creation of Defend the Flock.
We wanted to also have something for the commercial producers, and that was created to look at and to provide information on gaps in biosecurity measures that the commercial folks might have, increase their awareness, and train them in biosecurity measures that were simple that the companies and the growers could implement to protect their flocks.
Scher says the emphasis is similar for both programs. Producers should consider their poultry unit as separate, and that everything else outside that unit that is brought in could lead to infection.
For all producers that have poultry, basically keep your birds away from wild waterfowl and do the best you can to prevent anything from being introduced into the flock from outside the flock. So we tell them things like make sure that everything that you bring into the flock is cleaned and disinfected, change your boots, change your coveralls. Don't go in, don't be around other people's poultry, and go deal with your poultry because you can bring any infectious disease from them to you. And also keep the wild birds out of your facility. Clean up feed spills, those kinds of things.
In addition, producers must keep vigilant on any changes within their poultry flocks.
Look to see if there's any changes, any reduction in feed consumption, any decrease in egg production, any birds that just don't act right, that seem weak or separate themselves or just don't act like they normally do. Those are signs that things are different in the flock and that they should do what they can to get that flock tested.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.